Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and a very special guest on today's broadcast, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Today, we welcome to Basic Gospel Pastor Tim Roller of Graceway Fellowship in Indianapolis. Previously, Tim and Bob Christopher have gotten acquainted by phone, and today the rest of us get to join the conversation. So, Tim, welcome to Basic Gospel, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bob. It's good to be here today.
Yeah, well, we are live. We're on the air and online. And to our listeners, we invite you to join us by phone at 844-322-2742. Of course, that number, as always, is good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. The lines are open right now. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Tim, we are so excited to have you with us today. And for those of you who are just turning in, Pastor Tim Roller pastors the Graceway Fellowship Church. He's a lifelong native of Indianapolis. He was saved at a tent meeting at the age of 12. He went into full-time ministry in 1984. He has five children, 13 grandchildren. He certainly doesn't look old enough to have a single one. Tim, we're thrilled to have you, and thank you for being on Basic Gospel today.
Thank you, Bob. I've been looking forward to this conversation for a good while now.
Well, I have too, and you and I met by phone a number of months ago. Your church is hosting an annual event, their June Jubilee, and you asked me to come and participate in that, and that happens next weekend. Tell our listeners a little bit about the June Jubilee and what you hope to accomplish, or what will people take away from that event if they actually attend?
Well, the June Jubilee, we started it 4 years ago, and next Wednesday is when we will be starting. Begins at 7 p.m. every night, and of course we're having you Saturday morning and Saturday evening, and then to close it out Sunday morning. But the June Jubilee it's been a major factor for our church with the message of grace. We just tell people about the goodness of God. God loves them. He likes them. And when our people leave the building, they leave with the assurance that God really cares for them and that He's not against them. And, you know, when people mess up, they're worried about what's going to happen. But we let people know that God still receives them as sons and daughters. And what we want to do is encourage people, build them up, and strengthen them. So when they're experiencing their walk with Christ, they're able to experience it in the fullness of the Spirit. And it's just a great message, the message of grace. And we hope that there will be a lot of encouragement for folk. There's a saying that I know of, people are beat up, bruised, and brokenhearted. And those are the people that we really try to focus to in our community. And we want them to know that there is truly a place of grace where they can come and hear the gospel message as it was intended to be preached.
Well, Tim, I so appreciate that. I wish more and more pastors would stand up and say, this is what we're all about. We're going to talk to you about the grace of God. Time and time again, you see in the Word of God that we're to grow in the grace of God. We're to grow in our knowledge of Christ Jesus. Well, if we don't hear sermons about the grace of God or don't engage in Bible studies about the grace of God, how in the world are we going to grow in that? I think so many people are trying to balance law and grace. It just cannot be done. We have to stand up and say we're going to preach the grace of God. Do exactly what Paul did and say, you know, I want to complete the task that God has given me. I want to finish the race, and that is to testify to the grace of God. It's the grace of God that saves. It's the grace of God that sustains. And as D. Martin Lloyd-Jones says, it's grace at the beginning, grace in the middle, grace at the end. It's grace, simply grace. I mean, that is the reality of this good news of Jesus Christ, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, my journey actually began about 4 years ago. And before that, and I was one of these guys that, you know, mixed a lot of law with the grace. And I would see people come to church for a little while, and pretty soon they were getting discouraged, and they would begin to fade away. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, Bob, I really saw myself as one beginning to fade away, because I realized I was just as worried as the preaching message that I had to people that God was going to get them if they didn't straighten up or if they messed up. And so I was living in my own dilemma. And about 4 years ago, my grace journey began, which has been a wonderful journey. And it's just really made the gospel clear to me. And our God is an awesome God.
Well, he is, Tim. Tell us a little bit about what happened to you 4 years ago. I mean, you know, you're caught up in your own dilemma. Was there something there that really said, you know, Lord, I have to find some answers? And what was the first thing that kind of started your grace awakening, so to speak?
Well, you know, I don't want to be too long or anything, but I would just have to tell you that my journey, I think, really began many, many years ago. God has always blessed me with being able to ask what I call good questions. And even way back in the late 70s, first of all, I was raised spiritually believing that I could lose my salvation. And so I asked my pastor one time, I said, exactly what do I need to do or how far out do I need to sin before I'm going to lose this salvation? And he looked at me with a blank look. He saw through me. He did not see me. And I knew immediately that there was something wrong with that. So not long after that, God had intersected a dear brother into my life that I asked the same question to, and he was able to help me and guide me through this and show me scripturally that I would never lose my salvation. So fast forwarding now, I get into the ministry in 1984, and, you know, I believe that I'm eternally secure, but I'm still telling people that, you know, God is going to punish you when you sin. And again, not to repeat myself, but I was living in that dilemma. But then I began to hear some preaching on grace. And not long ago, I asked my pastor, another pastor, I said, what do you know about grace? And there was, again, was a good question. And he really didn't have a satisfactory answer. And so I was able to contact the mentor that I had who helped me through the security issues. And he and I met and had some conversation. And he had actually began his grace journey a few years before me. And he introduced me to a good book. And I read that book and began to ask a few more questions. And so from there, my journey began. It's been a good journey. And I'm still learning and will always be learning, I guess. But today, my message is very simple. It is the same message that Philip preached to the eunuch. Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection. That's the story that saves, and that's the story that keeps the believers. And, you know, I found that with a simple message that our church family is growing spiritually, and when they leave to go home, they leave knowing that God loves them and that he likes them.
Well, I think that's so important, you know, to understand that God does not only love us, but that he's interested in hanging out with us. One of the things that really, I think, turned a switch on for me and enabled me to grow in Christ, I had this kind of thought that, you know, if God had, you know, a picture of all of his kids in his wallet, I'd be one of them. And he'd be proud to pull out his wallet and say, hey, here's my son, Bob. Or he'd have my picture on his heavenly refrigerator. And I thought, you know, that's just like God. He not only loves us, but he likes us and he wants to spend time with us. And that really is the good news of the gospel, isn't it?
That's the message that needs to continue.
Yeah, I mean, given what a contrast, right? Whatever, what happened in Orlando earlier in the week, Sunday night, Sunday morning, and this conversation we're having right now, I mean, we know when we look around us that the world is falling apart, but we also know that there's nothing beyond the redeeming power of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And to help proclaim this message of hope, a generous friend of Basic Gospel has stepped forward with a $25,000 matching grant. This grant will double any gift that you give between now and June 30th to help us meet our financial year-end goal. And that means if you give $35, it's really $70. If you give $50, it's really $100. If you give $100, that's really $200. And to say thanks for your gift, we'll send you a copy of Love Is, our CD series that goes into 1 Corinthians 13 and really brings out the importance of God's love for us and through us. And it's our gift to say thank you for your donation. So give us a call today for your copy of Love Is at 1-844-412-2742 or basicgospel.net and click on the donate button and help us out and take advantage of this challenge grant.
Yeah, we don't have too many of these matching grants that come along, so when they do, we certainly want to take advantage of it and double the impact of your gift, help reach more people and connect more people to the love of Christ. Well, we're here today with Pastor Tim Roller of the Graceway Fellowship Church in Plainfield, Indiana. He will be hosting an event at his church next weekend, or actually starting next Wednesday, all the way through next weekend. I will be speaking at that event Saturday morning, Saturday evening, and Sunday morning, and certainly invite all of our listeners in that area, in the Louisville area, anywhere around Indianapolis, come join us for this. We're going to be talking about the grace of God. We're going to have plenty of time to probably answer some questions about how the grace of God spells itself out in our day-to-day lives. You know, we want to know how this Christian life is really supposed to work. We know that grace is the door that grants us entry into the kingdom, but what does grace have to do with us on a day-to-day basis? And that's what we're going to be discussing at this event. It's life-changing stuff, folks. It's what the world needs, every single one of us. Tim, yesterday we talked a lot about the events that happened in Orlando, and we had a couple of callers that, basically said, those folks down in Orlando got what they deserved. And, you step back and you think, gosh, if that's the case, if they got what they deserved, why didn't we get what we deserved? I mean, all of us are sinners. All of us were sinners. All of us had evil within our hearts. And then God corrected that, changed that, transformed it through his grace. And so we all have to stand in awe of this grace of God and give thanks to Jesus for what he's accomplished. And I know that's your heart, isn't it? And that's what you want those who attend Graceway to really walk away with each and every week.
Absolutely. And, I was just thinking, you mentioned that I was saved at 12 years old, and I thank God for that night. I still remember it just as if it was happening right now. And someone helped me with a question I had one time about sin and, things that happen in your life after salvation. Well, God is in a helicopter view, if you will. And when he looked down and saw me praying that night when I was 12 years old, God already knew what the rest of my life was going to look like. He knew every sinful thought, every act, everything that I would ever do that's wrong. God saw that, and he saved me anyway because he loved me.
Yes.
And it's just, people need to hear that message. People need to know that God is not out to get them. He came to save, judge people.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, tell us one more time about the event that starts next week and how people can find out information about it. We have, of course, all the information at our website, basicgospel.net, the events tab on the homepage. What other information might they need to know to come and be a part of this? Is there a fee? Is it free of charge? Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely, it is free of charge. We do not receive any offerings of any sort. We just want people to come and hear the gospel message of grace. We're easy to find. We're right off of Interstate I-70 at the Plainfield-Mooresville exit. It is exit number 66, and we are exactly 1/4 mile south of that exit on State Road 267. And you can reach us at our church telephone. That's 317-760-8446, or log on to our website, gracewayfellowshipchurch.com. And be glad to answer any questions folk have. Again, we begin at 7 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday evening. A special class with you, Bob, teaching Saturday morning at 9 a.m. until about 1 o'clock. And then the service Saturday evening.
Well, I hope many of our listeners will come and join us for this. I'm really looking forward to it. And, Tim, we certainly appreciate you hopping on with us and kind of sharing your heart with our listeners and what it means as a pastor to really embrace, I think, the task, the mandate that God has given all of us, and that is to testify to the grace of God. Tim, looking forward to being with you next weekend, my friend.
All right, Bob. Hope to see you then.
Yeah, we will see you then. Thanks, Tim. Yep. God bless you, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some callers on the line right now.
I just want to say, you know, I think the congregation at Graceway is very, very privileged and blessed to have a pastor like Tim.
Indeed, indeed.
Because it just comes through loud and clear.
Yeah, he has their best interest at heart. He really is overseeing the souls of those people there. Why? Because he's pointing them to Jesus. He's lifting up Jesus. He's connecting them to the love of Christ. He's encouraging them. That's what pastors are called to do, and praise God for Pastor Tim Roller, and I'm honored to be a part of his event next week, and really looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's go to our phone lines for the last couple of minutes of the broadcast. We're going to start in Fairfield, California, and talk with James listening to us on KDIA. Hi, James.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. What's on your mind today?
Okay. I just wanted to comment about yesterday, about the comments and about your responses. And I actually just want to commend you gentlemen for standing in truth, because that's not always easy in situations like this. I know that the rush is to the judgment to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, to talk about these other things, when it's really about the opportunity to share the message and the need for the gospel, not just for the victims and those potential victims, future victims, but also, you know, you mentioned for the perpetrator. You know, that's what we're called to do. That is our commission. You know, the two greatest commandments are about loving God and loving your neighbor. And so that should be our focus here. And, you know, it's easy to talk about the judgment of these other folks, or to talk about the guns, or to talk about the president, or to talk about all of the politics, everything about it. But it should be about the grace, about the gospel for these individuals. So I just want to commend you gentlemen for standing in that truth, because I've not heard that elsewhere, you know, other places on the radio, on Christian radio, on Christian talk. So that was just really my comment.
Well, thanks, Shane. Yeah, we certainly appreciate you saying that. You know, after yesterday's broadcast, we had several people that took an opposite stance to what we said. But I really do believe that as believers in Christ, our task is to testify to the grace of God, to lift up the name of Jesus, because he is in the heart-changing business. The problems that we see out there in the world originate in the hearts of men. Jesus was very clear about that. But he also offers himself as the solution, as the one that will change the heart and make it pliable in the very hands of God, so that his life, his love, his peace, his joy can be extended to those in this world of darkness. So I think if we will embrace that and stand firm in our calling as far as the task that God has called us to participate in, I think we will see people responding. And that's the power of the gospel. And so we continue to pray that the church will regain its confidence in the power of the gospel to change lives, that we will boldly stand up and proclaim the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, because he alone is the way, truth, and the life. So, James, thank you for those wonderful comments. We certainly appreciate your encouragement.
Very encouraging.
And your heart in seeing the world through the very eyes of God's love and grace.
Yeah. Amen. God bless you, guys.
And you as well, James. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
We do.
Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk with Kurt listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. What's on your mind today?
I was calling a couple verses in Hebrews that I think really trips people up. You know, I believe in once saved, always saved. But Hebrews 10:26, I know it's a pretty famous one for people who say you can lose salvation. Just want to get y'all's ideals on that, because I think the way I understand it was really Paul getting on the people who was wanting to resort back to Judaism.
Well, that's exactly right, Kurt. The verse reads, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left. So here in this chapter 10, the writer has really lifted up the sacrifice, the once-for-all sacrifice of Christ. And he says some pretty radical things, that through this sacrifice, God has made us holy. Through this sacrifice that he makes us perfect in God's sight. And so that's been offered up as the gift of salvation, that this sacrifice, this once-for-all sacrifice has been made. God the Father is satisfied with it, and now you need to be satisfied with it. Well, these Hebrews were saying, well, we've grown up following the law. We've participated in the sacrificial system of the Mosaic covenant, and that's where we're gonna remain. Rejecting the sacrifice of Jesus, and we're gonna continue doing what we've always been doing. Well, if you reject the sacrifice of Jesus, there's no other sacrifice for sins. There's nothing more that God is going to do on behalf of our sins. He dealt with them once and for all in Jesus. He condemned sin and sinful man. So if you reject the sacrifice of Jesus, all you have left is that fearful expectation of judgment. Because
it's a scary thought.
It is a very scary thought. So I think that's what the writer of Hebrews wants to do, is just to lay out the facts. If you reject Jesus, what else are you going to bring to the table that God is going to accept and be satisfied with? Are you going to bring good works? Are you going to bring your tithing record? Are you going to bring your church attendance? Are you going to bring those things and hope that God is going to step back and say, wow, I've never seen anything like that before? But the issue, he's not going to step back. What he's pleased with was the sacrifice of Jesus, and that's what we need to be pleased with. If we're not pleased or satisfied with the work of Christ on our behalf, then we're going to look for some other sacrifice, and those sacrifices aren't going to be enough. And so since they're not enough, all we have is the fearful expectation of judgment.
Yeah, it's like Pastor Tim said, you know, once you've accepted Christ, you know, your sins are forgiven, your past sins, present sins, and future sins. Now, people say, well, it gives you a ticket to sin. No, but he knew what you were going to do. He knew your heart. He knew what was going to happen. He knows what's going to happen to the person who's unborn who accepts him, you know, 20 years from now.
He's God. He does know that. And that should give us some assurance and confidence and hope that he chose to save us. And when he saved us, there are no loopholes there. There's no, you know, just backdoor clauses that he can, you know, pull out and say, hey, you just didn't live up. It was a complete salvation, a total package. We are saved. We're going to be conformed to the image of Christ. We're going to be with God forever. That's the good news of this once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that it brings us complete salvation.
Absolutely.
Well, Kurt, we sure appreciate your call today, my friend.
Yes, we do.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Friends, we want to remind you that, as we've mentioned earlier, June 30th, just 16 days away, is the end of our fiscal year. And we need your support to keep the good news coming. Remember, if what you've heard on Basic Gospel has made a difference in your life, then we ask you to come along with us, come alongside, and help us get the message of God's love and grace in Jesus Christ to others who desperately need to hear it. And with your gift of $20 or more, you'll receive Bob Christopher's excellent CD series called Love Is. All you need to do is click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or by phone, you can make your gift 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-2742. Remember, we've just received a $25,000 matching gift. Every dollar you give is doubled. We hope you'll take advantage of that. Again, our thanks to Pastor Tim Roller of Graceway Fellowship in Indianapolis for being with us today. Bob, Richard, and I will be back again tomorrow for Basic Gospel, and I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.